on Tuesday the 20th of September, 1988. 19-year-old Tara Calico took her usual morning bike ride on Route 47, Belen, New Mexico. She had been previously accompanied by her mother, Patty Dowell, but Patty had become very wary of the possibility that someone was watching them. She asked Tara to carry some mace, but she had refused. Tara left her home by 9:30 a.m. She told her mother that she would be back by midday and that if she wasn't home by then, to come and get her, as she had plans to play tennis with her boyfriend at 12:30. Tara left her tennis clothes and school books on her bed as she had classes later on. The only thing she took with her were her Sony Walkman headphones and a cassette tape of the band Boston. When Tara didn't come home as promised, her mother went out to look for her. She followed Tara's usual route, which was a 36-mile round trip, searching the nearby ranch land. She was nowhere to be found. She and her bike had vanished into thin air. Patty Dowell went home, contacted the police and informed them that her daughter was missing. Both the police and members of the community scoured the area, including the path she followed. Pieces of Tara's Walkman were found 3 miles from her home, which Tara's mother has since said she could have dropped purposely to leave a trail. There were also tire tracks of both a car and a bike, indicating there may have been a scuffle on the side of the road in the same area. A witness came forward and stated that they had seen Tara being followed slowly and closely by a light-coloured Ford pickup truck, but it was likely Tara may have been unaware as she often rode with her headphones in. Witnesses of this truck also gave a brief description of the driver, saying he was a man in his 30s. On September 24th, additional pieces of Tara's Walkman, along with the cassette tape, were found 19 miles east of Highway 47 at the entrance of the remote John F. Kennedy campground. Valencia County Sheriff Lawrence Romero immediately suspected foul play. Investigators interviewed people on Highway 47 and found 7 people who had seen her, 5 of whom had also saw the white pickup truck with a camper on the back. Several suspects materialised throughout the investigation, but no arrests were ever made and the case went cold. This was until the 15th of June 1989, when a Polaroid was found in the parking lot of a grocery store in Port St. Joe, Florida. The woman that found it later told police that there was a windowless white Toyota cargo van parked up and that the driver of the vehicle was a man with a moustache in his 30s. When she returned to the car, the van had gone, but the Polaroid had remained. The police were informed and they quickly set up road blockages and a search was made, but the man and his van were never found. The chilling photo showed both a young woman and a small boy inside the back of a van or a small room, bound with tape over their mouths. The woman in the picture bore a resemblance to Tara Calico and her mother claimed it was her. She claimed that she could see the scar on her leg that Tara had got from a car accident. There was also a copy of her daughter's favourite book, My Sweet Audrina by V.C. Andrews, next to her. Patty believed this was a message, but it is unclear if it was a message from Tara or her kidnappers. Experts were asked to examine the photo and to find out if it did show Tara. Scotland Yard analysed it and said it was indeed Tara, but Las Alamos National Laboratory disagreed. The FBI stated that they checked it and that it was inconclusive. Investigators then consulted with the Polaroid company executives and they were told that the picture had to have been taken after May 1989 because the film had not been sold before that date. Investigators were then contacted by the family of the missing child, Michael Henley, to discuss the Polaroid, as they said they were almost certain that he was the young boy in the photo. This, however, is highly unlikely, as in June 1990 his remains were found in the Zuni Mountains, around 7 miles away from the campsite from which he disappeared. Investigators presume he had got lost and succumbed to exposure. The boy in the photo has never been identified. Some believe, however, that the boy in the picture could be David Borah, who vanished on April the 26th, 1989. He was last seen walking near Mole Park at 82 on Parks Highway, approximately 11 miles from his home. Police believed he was on his way to a friend's home or going to a sandbar at the Kashwitna River, which had iced over. Search dogs traced David's scent to Parks Highway, but then the trail went cold. The little boy remains missing. There have been dozens of persons of interest in this case, even including David Parker Ray, the so-called toy box killer. But he never admitted to it, and he also kept tapes and diaries of his victims, which didn't include Tara. There are claims of missing evidence in the Tara Calico case, causing it to go cold. Evidence that was only ever written down, and the police have no physical pieces. Evidence such as the cassette, the Walkman, a pink bike, a bra, pants, and a blouse with the initials of TC never turned into anything more than words on a report. Patty Doll remained in the hopes that her daughter would be found or return home one day. She never gave up hope for her daughter Tara. She died on May the 11th, 2006, having never gotten justice or closure for her daughter's disappearance. Tara Calico was officially declared deceased and a judge ruled homicide to be the cause. In 2008, the sheriff of Valencia County was given new information on the case, stating that two teenagers had accidentally hit her with their truck, killing her. They panicked and hid their crime. But with insufficient evidence and no body, the sheriff couldn't charge them. In 2013, a six-person task force of local and federal law enforcement was created to re-examine the case of the University of New Mexico sophomore. A year later, the task force was dismantled. On October 1st, 2019, hoping to finally get the answers they had been looking for, the FBI offered a reward of $20,000 for any information that would help them locate Tara or the people responsible for her disappearance. In September 2021, the Valencia County Sheriff's Office and the New Mexico Police issued a statement saying they had a new lead in the case, but it was not open for public knowledge. There also appeared to be another breakthrough in the case on June 13, 2023, when the officers from the sheriff's office spoke at a press conference saying, "At this time, law enforcement believes there is sufficient evidence to submit this investigation to the district attorney's office for review of potential charges. Currently, the identities and specifics of the persons of interest are sealed by the court and will remain so until a court orders otherwise." The case currently remains unsolved, but we hope that that will change soon, given the recent statements made. If you have any information about the disappearance of Tara Calico, please call the local Albuquerque FBI office at 505-889-1300.